You're listening to SBS News.
It started off so well for Prime Ministers Scott Morrison and Jacinda Ardern. The pair were all smiles as they sought to project the closeness of the friendship between Australia and New Zealand. Ms Ardern started the press conference by making a joke at Mr Morrison's expense.
It is indeed a beautiful day here in Sydney, but with a wind that would rival Wellington, which I don't think is having quite the same effect on you as it is on me.
But that tone soon changed as Ms Ardern took aim at the government's criminal deportation policy, which New Zealand says is being used to deport people with only loose ties to the country. Ms Ardern explains.
We have a simple request. Send back Kiwis, genuine Kiwis. Do not deport your people and your problems.
Ms Ardern argues that some of those sent to New Zealand have lived in Australia since they were babies, and if they became gang members, they did so in Australia. New Zealand's police say inter-gang warfare is increasing there too, with Australian groups infiltrating their shores and setting up bases there. The Comancheros only formed in New Zealand after a number of senior members were deported from Australia. Only last week, a senior Comanchero was sentenced in New Zealand's High Court, accused of laundering millions of dollars. But Prime Minister Morrison refuses to back down from the deportation policy.
You commit a crime here, you're convicted, once you've done your time, we send you home. That's what the Australian policy is.
The diplomatic head-to-head came the day after fake Tahitian Prince Joel Moruhumbalo was deported to New Zealand. He was jailed in 2013 for stealing $16 million from Queensland Health. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton wants the deportation to set an example.
Good riddance to that false pretender, and hopefully it serves as a clear message to other people that if you are going to commit offences in our country, whilst you're here as a guest of our country, you can expect to have your visa cancelled and to be deported.
Ms Ardern also called on the government to provide more rights for New Zealanders in Australia, following an SBS news story on Thursday about 14-month-old Maylee, who is Australian-born and has cerebral palsy, but no right to government disability support and services because her parents are New Zealanders. The two Prime Ministers did manage to agree on something today to take their own steps on climate change.
New Zealand's taken its position, Australia have taken theirs. And we discuss the expectations on both of us that the Pacific rightly has of both of us.
Both countries understand the need to take action on climate change. That's not an issue that's in dispute between our governments or our countries.
Prime Minister Ardern's visit comes against a backdrop of question marks against her own leadership back home in New Zealand. With an election coming up in September, there are questions over whether Ms Ardern will be here for next year's annual leaders meeting. Matt Connellan, SBS News. We'll be right back.